Good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News for today, Tuesday, July 28. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our headlines, opposition leader Lennox Linton is calling for the implementation of the Public Procurement Act. Developing nations are set to challenge rich ahead of SDG summit. And Libya trial, Gaddafi's son sentenced to death over war crimes. The news is brought to you through kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. The details after this.
The Quartz Technical Service Department is the authorized service center for the world's best brands in appliances and electronics. Need repairs done to your damaged electronics and appliances? Check us out. We also repair items not purchased from Quartz. And backed by our track record of servicing the world's best brands, our team of trained technicians will provide the best diagnosis for your problem. So, visit us today at our Castle Comfort branch or call us at 448-7655, extensions 2414, 2426, or 2442, and experience technical service at its best. We're here to serve you. Quartz, bringing value home.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton has called for the implementation of the Public Procurement Act. In his response to the 2015-2016 budget presentation, Mr. Linton told Parliament the Sexual Offences Act and recommendations from the Integrity Commission need attention.
We also recommended that the changes proposed by the Integrity Commission for the increased effectiveness of the Integrity in Public Office Act and the widely discussed changes to the Sexual Offences Act must be implemented in this budget year. The government has promised that the Act to regulate the conduct of legal professionals will finally come into operation in this budget year. This is very good news, assuming that this more than eight-year-old promise will now actually be delivered. And we have the Act to govern public procurement in Dominica, which came into effect automatically in January of 2015, but in the absence of regulations, our understanding is that it's not functional. We recommend that government ensures that the Public Procurement Act is fully functional by the 1st of September 2015. In this budget year, we are urging the government to commence collaborative work with stakeholders to purge the inefficiencies of the status quo and thereby set the stage to resolve the national issue of healthcare financing.
Linton has also called for more resources to go towards influencing health food sources at Dominica schools.
We welcome the actions proposed by government to deal with the challenges of securing and maintaining a healthy population. But we question, do they go far enough? The taxes on healthy foods is a trend around the world, but will 10% cause any significant change in behaviors? Or Where are the strategies for making healthy foods cheaper? Where is the strategic plan for increased production, increased distribution, and increased consumption of healthy local foods? Is it too much to ask from the 2015-2016 action plan by the Ministry of Health, in respect of which this Honorable House is being asked to approve 52.1 million for operations and 19.5 million for projects. Let us spend some money in the schools influencing healthy food choices at break time and prohibiting the sale of junk food within reasonable distances from all school compounds during school hours. Let us limit advertisements of the goods and substances that increase the risk factors for chronic non-communicable disease. Let us encourage increased physical education. We believe on this side that the nation missed an opportunity for cycling tracks, for jogging trails and walkways, for exercise along the Eo-Libla Highway.
Meanwhile, the opposition leader says growth in Dominica shows only little correlation with that of advanced economies, significantly less than the other ECCU countries.
The GDP for Dominica, the total value of goods and services in the Dominica economy, was EC $1.4 billion, which makes Dominica the smallest economy, in excess of 200 million. You have Antigua and St. Lucia, more than $780 million a year. Grenada, more than $330 million. St. Kitts and Nevis, over $250 million. And the St. Vincent and Grenadines, in excess of $210 million. Since the Dominican Labour Party took office in 2000, the trade deficit, the difference between exports and imports, has doubled to over half a billion EC dollars. Annual foreign direct investment inflows into the OECS for the period 2001 to 2014, as reported by the UN Economic Commission for Latin America and the Caribbean, ECLAC, confirm the severe performance deficiencies of the largest cabinet of ministers in the grouping.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett says government is continuing discussions with a firm from China for the construction of an international airport. He told the 2015-2016 budget presentation Friday that government is committed to improving air access to Dominica. He says this is among measures to grow the tourism sector.
Improved air access remains a priority for this government. We must be in a position to bring in the visitors who will fill the new rooms that have been constructed. And so we continue to work with major airlines to get the best schedule for Dominica. Simultaneously, we continue discussions with an interested firm from China for the construction of the international airport. I can confirm that the team has visited the proposed site, Madam Speaker, and is now preparing concept drawings and undertaking the economic and financial analysis. There have been numerous requests for greater visibility of Dominica in the marketplace. While this is necessary, we must also optimize the return from every dollar spent on marketing. The Ministry of Tourism has been mandated to do a complete examination of the marketing strategy with a view to ensuring that we get the best value for money. The Ministry has already engaged the private sector stakeholders on the matter of the preparation of the marketing strategy. With that in mind, Madam Speaker, the tourism marketing budget will be increased by $2 million to $6 million. Madam Speaker, the program outlined for the tourism sector seeks to address the important components of a comprehensive strategy to grow the sector. We expect to see the measures taken redound to the benefit of the people of Dominica.
Meantime, the Prime Minister says the new marketing initiatives are projected to increase the number of applicants to the Citizenship by Investment program. He says interest in the program Dominica offers has grown, however, its integrity will not be compromised. The Prime Minister says government has improved the process by which applications are reviewed.
The interest in Dominica's program has grown, and government, in partnership with a marketing firm, has been engaged in several promotional events in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. As a result of these marketing initiatives, it is expected that the number of applicants to the program will increase. We are preparing for that eventuality and have improved the process by which applications are received. The due diligence process has been strengthened, and we have also increased the number of firms that are engaged to provide the service. In other words, even as the program expands, its quality will not be compromised. Its integrity will not be compromised. It is also necessary that the fees and the level of investment be reviewed periodically. The structure will always ensure that our program is competitive. At the same time, the investment levels should be such that the program will continue to attract only credible investors and applicants.
The Central Cooperative Credit Union has launched three new projects to make it easier for members to access financing. The CCCUL, which is into its eighth year of operations, launched these products at a ceremony on Monday morning.
The most exciting one is a product called Mortgage for You. What this product intends to do, in a nutshell, this product is designed to ease up the burden on you in the first year so that you can have some finance available to do other things while you settle into your new home. The next product is designed for the school rush in September, back to school, giving you an ability to source some funds to make sure that your kids can be sent back to school with all they require. With all the tech-savvy students that we have now, we're putting out a loan called the Tech Loan that will allow you to access and buy whatever equipment you need as an up-and-coming tech person. The two products that we had already launched that we attempted to relaunch here, one is called the Rush Money. You must have heard about that. I myself heard a lot of advertisements for that product on the market. And The last one is called the Money Express. That's been launched some time ago, and we're trying to inject some new life into it going forward.
President of the Central Cooperative Credit Union, Patrick Pemberton. Dominica's Minister of Health has received a large bite from this year's national budget. Finance Minister and Prime Minister Roosevelt Scarrett says the allocation of $19,500,000 will go towards the new Princess Margaret Hospital. He says while much has been said, government holds its commitments to the Dominican people, and this facility will be constructed to meet as many health needs as possible. Prime Minister Scarrett also gave a breakdown of how the budget will be distributed.
The budget for the Ministry of Finance in the sum of $114.2 million includes an amount of $63.3 million which is being appropriated for payment of interest and for debt amortization. The amount of $29 million is provisioned for retiring benefits to be paid to former public officers, as well as to meet payment of non-contributory pension benefits to senior citizens over the age of 70 years. The Ministry of Education and Human Resource Development will receive the second highest allocation of $66.8 million, or 16.5% of the recurrent budget. The Ministry of Justice, Immigration, and National Security will receive an allocation of $46.3 million, or 11.4% of the total, while the Ministry of Health and the Environment and the Ministry of Public Works and Ports will receive $52.1 million and $33 million, respectively. Madam Speaker, Table 4 of the printed text provides a summary of recurrent expenditure by economic classification.
Meantime, the Prime Minister tells Dominicans to be patriotic and mature in pursuing nation building and in matters that involve their political standings. Mrs. Scarrett says we, as a people, must be willing to contribute positively our talents and skills to assist the government and local business in developing the Commonwealth of Dominica. He added that we must all play our part in building Dominica as citizens of the country.
Too many of us spend time, Madam Speaker, or resources, or energy, or talents to tear down this country and to build it up, Madam Speaker. If every one of us, the 70-plus Dominicans, and maybe the 70-plus who live out of Dominica, were to start thinking positive about Dominica, and start doing positive things about Dominica, and start saying positive things about Dominica, our country would be much further in its advancement. So while government has a role to play, Madam Speaker, and government will continue to play that role, the country needs to be called to service, and we all must play our part in the development of Dominica. And we have to show and demonstrate this, not only in words, but in deeds and actions, Madam Speaker. And that's what the government has been doing over the last 15 years, and this is what we'll continue to do, Madam Speaker.
And members of the public who will be receiving medical attention from the U.S. Navy Comfort Ship are urged to follow instructions. That advice is coming from Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Health, Helen Royer. The U.S. Navy Comfort Ship, the largest floating hospital in the United States, arrived on island Monday and will be here until August 7, 2015 for a health mission. Royer says a special attention will also be given to the elderly and the disabled.
They will be given a chance based on what the advance team has confirmed. They will be given an opportunity to see them since they have need to see them. So they should follow the instructions of the coordinators at the sites, and especially the police who will be there to ensure crowd control. And we will be taking care of those persons like the disabled, the elderly who may not be able to fend for themselves. We will have persons assigned to ensure that they are being seen. Actually, they are getting priority access to the sites, which is fantastic.
Surgical screening was conducted Monday, while the actual medical care commenced today. In other news this afternoon, the final round of negotiations on the Sustainable Development Goals, the successor to the Millennium Development Goals, due to be inaugurated in September at the UN General Assembly, is now on the way in New York. The United Nations and many member governments want to conclude the debates by the end of July so that there will not be open debate during the SDG summit. But reports indicate that the atmosphere in the room is one of seething distrust. That's because of what happened during the Financing for Development, FFD, conference in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, last month. And the court in Libya has sentenced Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, son of deposed leader Colonel Muammar Gaddafi, and eight others to death over war crimes linked to the 2011 revolution. More than 30 close associates of Gaddafi were tried for suppressing peaceful protests during the uprising. Saif al-Islam was not present in court and gave evidence via video link. He's been held by a former rebel group from the town of Zintan that refuses to hand him over. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton is calling for the implementation of the Public Procurement Act. Developing nations are set to challenge the rich ahead of SDG summit. And Libya trial, Gaddafi's son sentenced to death over war crimes. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Courts Dominique Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.